On the line with us at WRCO, Chairperson of the Board of Directors for Badger Honor Flight, Brian Ziegler. Brian, boy, it's been a really good season. It sounds like you recently had a really good Badger Honor Flight. I'm sure they all are good, but can you tell us what was special about the most recent one that you went on?
It was a very beautiful day in D.C., sunny. Temperatures were great. Very warm reception, as always, for our veterans in D.C. at the airport and at our memorials. So it was a great day for our 87 veterans.
It sounds like from our immediate area, Southwest Wisconsin was pretty well represented, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. And that's a great part. You know, we have an 11-county service area, and we want to serve more than what's just in the Madison area, but we have several counties that it's always great to get those veterans from out in those counties.
We have permission from Eileen Stevens, who's part of your administration, to give a couple shout-outs today, Richard Waslick and Dave Durst. And I understand that both gentlemen really enjoy themselves.
Yes, we had a lot of great stories from our veterans. We had once, as always, it's great when family members meet unexpectedly with a veteran. So usually it's the guardian that goes on the trip, that they have family members that live in the East Coast that come down and surprise our veterans. And we had some of that again that May 10th flight.
What was the breakdown of the May 10th flight for the wars that were represented?
We had 4 Korea, Vietnam. We had 81 Vietnam era. We had 2 that served from Vietnam through the Gulf War. And then we had 1 that served from Vietnam through the War on Terrorism.
Wow. Good representation, no doubt about it. And I know you have another one, Brian, coming up this weekend. What can you tell us about it?
Yes, that'll be our last flight of the spring season. And we are scheduled to be taking 89 veterans from the Vietnam, mainly the Vietnam era, on this flight as well.
And this is a special one, again, the last one kind of the season. And then does the new season begin, like fundraising and those kind of things after that? Or is that kind of a year-round thing?
Our fundraising and recruitment efforts are a year-round activity. What we're going to start doing as soon as we get done with the May 31st flight is that start making phone calls and planning for our 3 fall dates. And those will be announced very soon.
What are some of the things you do during the year in terms of bringing awareness and fundraising?
For those, we have folks, we have organizations that reach out to us and state that they would like to raise funds for us. The great one that's coming up this weekend is Kopke's Greenhouse out of Oregon, Wisconsin. They have a weekend-long activities. They sell food, and they also have flower pots that they sell all weekend. And then on Sunday afternoon, they do an auction for us. And that has raised well over $10,000 each of the last 5 years. So that's somebody in the outside. We have, like I said, a lot of organizations that reach out to us. But on the veteran and volunteer recruitment efforts, we're getting out there, and we do public and speaking involvement. So if we're also looking to potentially get involved in some parades or at county fairs to have information boosts. Once again, just to get the word out there about what an organization we are and what it means for our veterans, but also how for folks to get involved and to assist us to help these missions be very successful.
How long have you been a part of Badger Honor Flight, Brian?
I started back in 2009, and then I've been involved in the leadership role for most of that time. I did take a break right before COVID, and then I stepped back in a couple years ago. And it is such a great organization because of the volunteers who make it. And the volunteers work really hard to put on a very well-run. That's why we say it's a trip of a lifetime. we know the impact it has on our veterans and their families, but also the community. And it's just, we hear that. And the best part that I love about this job, one of the best parts, is going to the grocery store and you see a veteran that went on a flight like last fall and their spouse or their family's with them, and they just tell you, thank you very much for everything that you guys did. We never thought that so many people would be thinking of us so many years later.
I see that a lot of them have hats, swag. Do they get those kind of things when they go on the flight?
Yes, we give every one of our veterans a hat, a polo shirt, and a jacket, and then that's all what they wear on day of flight. However, we actually did have a veteran who still fit into his Class A's from his time in the service. That was very impressive to see that, you know, those still fit. But then when they come home, yeah, we give them photos from the flight. We give them photo album books and various other items that do vary by flight. And that's another great way for organizations to get involved. They wish to be part of that. They can reach out to us.
When you first started with Badger Honor Flight, Brian, I'm sure you saw more World War II veterans, didn't you?
Yes, yes, it was all World War II veterans at that time. And then when we started seeing a decrease in the number of World War II veterans on our list, it was just a no-brainer choice for the board to carry that on through Korea and then obviously through Vietnam. And right now we're in... I foresee in a very foreseeable future that nationally we're going to start looking to recruit Operation Desert Shield, Desert Storm veterans as well, as that memorial is scheduled to be open next year, probably late next year.
If someone is hearing this and maybe they served or maybe it's a family member that is interested, what's the best way to go about getting on the list?
Best way is to, on our website, badgerhonorflight.org, we have an applications page. You can fill out an application there. It's electronic. If you so wish, you can also download a PDF copy, or you may call us at our phone number, and we'll mail you one out. Or if we have volunteers in that area, we'd be more than happy to come on out and help get your veteran signed up. And, that's one of the great things is, there's so many great volunteers in our organization that are willing to go the extra mile to help our men and women who served.
And then how does it work, Brian? Does a family member or someone go as a person that can ride with them, a chaperone or caregiver or whatever the case might be?
Yes. We at Badger Honor Flight practice a 1-to-1 veteran-to-guardian ratio while we're in D.C. And we allow every one of our veterans to choose their guardian of their choice, and they have to meet our requirements as stated on our website. And that's mainly the physical aspect, because there's to be a guardian not only for their veteran, but also for all veterans as we need. Everybody helps out up and down bus steps, helping, wheelchairs around, pull coolers, whatever's needed. So, but also, just to be there. So we do charge a $500 fee to be a guardian. That is what helps pay for part of the flight. As you know, our trips are free for our veterans. But that's one of the great things is we learned early on after the very first flight, we had veterans who did not want to go with a stranger. And so we as a board back then decided that, you know what, let's ask our veterans if they were to choose their own guardian, where they still want to go with us. And we've had an overwhelming response, and we've had that model for 59 flights now.
If someone is listening and wants to be a part of this, is there a waiting list?
Yes, we have about a 600 veteran waiting list. So if you were to sign up today, you probably would fly with us in the fall of 2026.
So it's time to get going and get moving on that, isn't it?
It is, yes. And one thing I will also mention is that even though we're predominantly flying Vietnam-era veterans, if there's a veteran of any conflict or served during any time and their health is at a certain criticalness, they will go to the top of the list. And there's more information about to go about that on our website. And I would encourage that. We will work with to get them on our flight. And actually, I was just told about this last weekend. We work with our sister hubs across the state. As our flight is full for May, one of our veterans is going to be going with Stars and Stripes out of Milwaukee. And that's what's another great thing about the Honor Flight. We call it a family. We, the hubs in Wisconsin, work really well with each other, not only on fundraising, veteran recruitment, but taking care of our veterans on flight day. And we've done vice versa with Stars and Stripes, too, where we've taken one of theirs because they didn't have room, but we wanted to get the veteran to D.C.
When I've talked to veterans that have been on this before, a lot of times, obviously, they're humble oftentimes, and they always tell me they drug their feet about it, but they're so glad they went. Is that kind of a common theme?
Yes. It is a very humble group of men and women. Some of them, not everybody went to Vietnam. Some went to Europe. Some stayed stateside to do training, or that's where their duty stations were because that's where the military needed you. And so if you've put the uniform on, we want to honor you. And that's what it's all about. And they're just, that's what's so great about it. And one of the interesting things we're starting to see about it is, you're starting to see a lot of the VFW post or American Legion post and vets, or even reserve or guard units that serve together. They're doing these, they're signing up to go together. And I've been told by one of them, it was a mini reunion for us, for my reserve unit from the Vietnam era. They didn't go anywhere other than maybe Fort McCoy, but they still served and they're going together on a Badger Honor flight trip. That I think is one of the coolest things that's starting to happen.
Can you fill us in on about how much it costs to send these veterans, how much money you need to raise per veteran?
Our trips cost right now $135,000. I will tell you that a great majority of that is the plane cost. And so our goal is to take about 90 veterans on a trip, which equates to $1,500 is what it costs to send a veteran on a trip to Washington, D.C. So we need to raise $135,000. To do each one of these trips.
People can donate all the time, right, on your website, can't they?
Yes, they can. We have a donate page, and you can just donate in general. You can donate in memoriam of someone that in honor of them. That's a great way. Or another great way is go to our website or our Facebook post. We have several events that are coming up. Go out there and support those organizations that are supporting us. And let's just pay it forward.
When the veterans go to D.C. too, things, food and everything else is provided. Are those donations as well?
No, that's all part of our $135,000 okay. cost. However, we do have sponsorship opportunities to pay for each of those, like the food or the beverage. In D.C., we've created, so it brings to recognition to those folks or organizations that are stepping up and assisting us.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time to talk to us, and we'd like to do some broadcasts maybe after the fact, maybe get some of these veterans on and share their experiences. Brian, thank you so much for what you do.
Thank you for the time today, and thanks for everything you do to help continue to get the message out there about Badger Honor Flight. We greatly appreciate it.
Brian Ziegler, chairperson of the board for Badger Honor Flight of Wisconsin, joining us here on WRCO's Morning Show.